Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Prettiest by Bridget Young, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. A quote from Marilyn Monroe. I'm trying to find myself. Sometimes that's not easy. Chapter 1. Eve could feel them staring. As the homeroom bell rang on Monday morning, the room filled with the buzz of cell phones. When Eve looked around to see what was going on, dozens of eyes pointed in her direction. It was as if a spotlight had illuminated her. Eve focused on the notebook in front of her, ignoring the rising commotion in the room. She didn't want to know why a few girls in the back of homeroom had begun to cry, and some boys had started to snicker, or why the back of her head had suddenly become so fascinating to people. Whatever was happening, it couldn't be good.
Enough, Eve heard Mr. Flynn groan. Phones down.
The room ignored him. Eve picked up a pen. Over the summer, each student had to choose a person to read about for the biography project they'd be doing in eighth grade. At one of Eve's weekly trips to the library, she'd discovered a dusty old collection of Emily Dickinson's poems and chosen her. And then one night, Eve scratched a pen over a blank page, and before she knew it, she had filled a notebook with poetry of her own. But she'd never shown a soul, not even her best friend Nessa. No way. That morning, she attempted a poetry exercise she'd read about in